Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, truth seekers and lovers of truth, welcome to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the radiant, razor-sharp earth angel herself, Lala DeVee. This isn't just a podcast, baby. It's your sanctuary for bold business gems, next-level resources, amazing credit secrets, and real-deal relationship talk that'll shift your whole mindset in the best way. Bookmark this page, hit subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because missing out is not an option. If your credit's in struggle mode, don't trip. Text HELP, my credit, to 507-400-3426, and let our live agents work their magic. Real people, real help. Now that business is handled, let's get into the brilliance. Lala DeVee, do your thing, girl.
Welcome back, beautiful souls, to another soul-shifting episode of No, But Seriously. Let me explain. This phenomenal podcast series will keep you fully engaged with all the raw truth, conscious clarity, and cosmic downloads that you need to awaken, align, and activate, while also adding a little bit of that la-la flavor. You already know it and love it. Yes, I am your host, Lala Davi, and today, we're going to go all the way in, my dear. Yes, no fluff, no filters, no holy harsh tones, none of that. Because in this episode, we're cracking open one of the biggest spiritual manipulations in human history. Yes, I said it. The story about Adam and Eve, we're going to get into that. Now, hold up before you start clutching onto your Bible or clutching your pearls. Ask yourself this. Have you ever felt like something about the garden, the snake, or the so-called fall from grace just didn't sit right with you? Like, why was knowledge the forbidden fruit? Mm-hmm. And why was the woman punished for being curious? And who exactly is the serpent again? Because some of y'all have been rebuking your ancestors and calling them evil for years. But no worries, beloved. I got you. Today, we're not just exposing a story. We're breaking a spell. Because this isn't about destroying your faith. It's about liberating it from the lies, the layers, and the leftovers of the colonized religion. So, if you're ready to move forward from programmed to powerful, from indoctrinated into initiated, stay with me. Don't flinch, don't scroll, don't swipe away, because once you hear the truth, your spirit will never unhear it. No, but seriously, let me explain. What if I told you the story about Adam and Eve and said that it's really not about sin at all, but is more so about awakening? Would you believe me? No, I'm serious. So listen up, go grab your tea, because this is about to get deep. We need to settle in and lean into this truth real quick for a hot minute. You know that part in Sunday school where they always made it seem like it was such a fairy tale trap? Like humans got punished for wanting to think for ourselves. Something about an apple-stealing serpent or angry deity. And that fall from grace that nobody really signed up for. Well, what if that version is the opposite of what actually happened? What if Eden was never designed to be a safe cage, but more so of a frequency code? Similar to a realm where pure unity from consciousness rested in stillness and growth was impossible. But no, listen, here's the thing. The moment the first divine spark said, I want to know contrast, I want to feel, I want to choose, the story of humanity began. That so-called fall wasn't failure. It was activation, and the fruit, not a forbidden apple, of course. That was the portal, a portal into duality, consciousness, a choice. So this is where I want you to really reflect. Have you ever questioned what knowledge really was and why it was made forbidden? Like, what if that sin was actually the fingerprint of your spiritual awakening? Let's just go ahead and begin with Eden, okay? I'm gonna break this down real sweet and casual for you. Eden, in all its beauty, is described as this paradise, a place of perfection, a place of peace, a place of innocence, so y'all say. Okay, but what if I told you that Eden was not a place, but a frequency? Adam and Eve weren't actual people in the way that we were actually taught. They were symbols of the divine masculine and a feminine consciousness. The two forces that, when unified, created all existence, the yin and the yang. You know, like the Shakti and Shiva, sun and moon, energy and matter for that sense. The story wasn't about gender roles. It was about spiritual balance. But here's where the twist comes in. Religion has told us that they were punished for wanting to know, for wanting to see, for wanting to grow. But spiritual truth says the soul cannot evolve in paradise. It evolves in contrast. So the fall wasn't a curse. It was a soul contract. They didn't fall from grace. They chose separation so they could rediscover themselves through experience. That's why you choose to be here. You choose to learn. You choose to evolve. Remember, Eden was never lost. It's coded in your DNA. Now, let's talk about the fruit for a minute. No, not an apple. That's just storytelling for a kid's book. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, that represents polarity. The knowledge of duality, the awareness of light and shadow. Before the bite, Adam and Eve were in unity. They were a unity of consciousness, okay? They didn't see themselves as separate from each other, from source, or from anything. But in order for them to learn, they had to enter the realm of contrast to experience pain, choice, desire, time, you know, the very ingredients of human growth, of course. Eve biting the fruit wasn't an act of betrayal. It was the first act of awakening. She said, "Let me see for myself." So just let that sink in for a minute. We've been taught to shame that moment, but what if Eve isn't the villain in this story? Okay. She's the initiator, the awakener of consciousness, the spark of evolution. The divine feminine saying, "I will no longer live in unknowing." And the church flipped that into disobedience. Why? Well, that's because when a woman chooses to think for herself, the system trembles. Am I right or am I right? Now, let's talk about this serpent for a minute. Now, that poor snake has been getting blamed for humanity's downfall for thousands of years, when in reality, the serpent was a symbol of divine transformation. In spiritual systems across the world, Kemet, India, South America, the serpent was always known to represent wisdom, rebirth, and that Kundalini energy. Now, I know some of y'all are sitting here scratching your necks like, what is Kundalini? Well, let me enlighten you for a moment, because the Kundalini is a sacred coiled life force that lives at the base of your spine. When it awakens, it rises like a serpent up the spine, unlocking each and every chakra connected to you directly to source. Does it sound familiar? So, why was the serpent demonized? Well, that's because it represented inner power, a direct connection to the divine that doesn't need an intermediary. And if you don't need a priest, a pope, a pastor, or a program, how can they absolutely control you? Is it possible to control you without these things? Okay. The snake didn't receive or deceive. Okay. It activated. And the church definitely flipped that whole narrative to say, don't listen to the snake. Don't trust your own intuition. And don't trust your instincts. Just obey. Well, they turned sacred energy into satanic fear. And we've been afraid of our own power ever since. Go figure. Now, this might just rattle your cage for a little bit, but stay with me. I want to talk more about this soul trap, so to speak, and reincarnation. Now, I know this is a little bit out of the norm for people, but reincarnation is a solid path to growth. Yes, it is. You can live, you can learn, you can come back until you get it right. Yes, that type of energy. But what if the reincarnation system isn't divinely guided? What if it's just a trap? Another trap, a spiritual matrix. Yeah, there are countless reports of these near-death experiences where people are greeted by guides, shown a life review, and encouraged to return to Earth. But here's the twist. What if those guides aren't who they claim to be? What if that life review is just a guilt trip designed to convince you to come back and suffer again? But here's the kicker. I want you to imagine this. You finally pass away, and a being showing up looking like your grandmother or your favorite teacher or even Jesus, you know, shows up in front of you, but it's just a hologram. It's an illusion. These entities don't want your growth, okay? They don't want you to grow at all. They want your energy. The more pain, the more trauma, the more karma you collect in this lifetime, the more power they have to harvest. So you return, you forget again, you suffer again, and they feed. Yes, this sounds very sci-fi. Well, maybe. But there are many spiritual systems teaching you that the goal is to exit the wheel, not to stay on it forever. You were never meant to keep coming back. You were meant to remember. Well, if I was only meant to remember, why do I keep coming back? So they always ask. Well, let's just go ahead and talk strategy right now. Because once you see the system for what it is, you definitely need an exit plan. And here's the first step. You need to revoke all those false contracts, you know, out loud. Say it out loud with intention. Say it with me, you know, or you can just keep coming back and repeating the same thing every single life cycle, if you like, you know, let them know I revoke all soul contracts made in unconsciousness. I deny all access to my energy by false light, beings, entities, and systems. I call back all fragments of my soul across all timelines and dimensions. I choose divine memory. I choose sovereignty. I choose liberation. This declaration is your firewall, so use it. It's the spiritual cease and desist letter to anything and anyone siphoning your power. So use it accordingly. You don't need to die in order to be free. You just need to wake the fuck up, you know? Wait, hold that thought for just a second. We're definitely getting in too deep, but real quick, let's take a breath and a pause for the cause. This episode was brought to you by Exchange Credit Repair, where transformation isn't just spiritual, it's financial too. Because let's be real, some of you guys are walking around with a healed soul, but a poor credit score. It's definitely time to fix that. At Exchange Credit Repair, they're here to help you remove all the things that is holding your finances hostage. And I'm talking past judgments, child support, collections, bankruptcies, repossessions, liens, inquiries, and so much more. So, if your credit report is looking like a trauma timeline, sis, bruh, cuzzo, it's definitely time to clean that energy up too. Visit exchangecreditrepair.com and schedule your free consultation today, because you cannot be out here looking and talking financial abundance while ducking phone calls from bill collectors. All right, let's get back into it. The truth isn't going to reveal itself. Let me just ask you a serious question real quick for a real cute minute. Have you ever stopped and really looked at what's on every corner in your neighborhood? Like there's pew-pews and potions and pulled pork everywhere. You think that's by accident? You got liquor stores on every block, but no healing centers. We've got churches on every corner, but no banks that we own. You got soul food that'll clog your arteries in seconds, but nothing to feed your soul. We've got guns in our streets, pharmaceuticals in our home, religions in our mind, and processed meats in our body. And we're calling that survival. That is the trap, a matrix of distractions. You're told to pray in silence while the community is dying out loud. You're medicated to numb the pain that the system created. You're fed food that always kill you slowly and then blame you for your own disease. So I'll ask you again, why is it that every corner in the hood, there's a trap disguised as tradition? Why does our culture celebrate things that are destroying us? Maybe because someone taught us to love our chains. They just made them taste like ribs and sermons and made us feel like comfort in a sense. But comfort is not safety and silence is not peace. And just because it's familiar to you doesn't make it divine. It's time to open up your eyes and ask yourself, why are these traps here? Who built these traps? And why are they still catching us? Because it's not just about the pork. It's not about the pills or the pews. It's about programming. And I'm really about to trigger something y'all probably ain't ready for. But I'm going to say it anyway because y'all know I don't tiptoe in tap shoes. I stomp barefoot in truth. So again, I'm asking you, why is it that we have almost on every corner in the hood a church, a liquor store, and a fast food joint, and possibly a lottery machine that's tucked away in the back of a gas station with three missing ceiling tiles in the back? Let's talk about it. You wonder why in every country where they won't give you an affordable healthcare plan or fresh food or decent schools, they somehow managed to approve a church on every single block. Y'all really think the massa loves you that much? You really think that they're out here handing out churches, you know, these church permits like they're gospel mixtapes because they really care about your salvation? Nah, baby, that's not salvation. That's surveillance. And let me break it down to you. The church, especially in the Black communities, has been weaponized as a spiritual siphoning, a vibrational vacuum, so to speak. And yes, I said it. Put it on a t-shirt if you want to. They do not care about you catching the Holy Ghost. They care about you staying in a spiritual coma, locked into a frequency that keeps you docile, obedient, broke, and emotionally whipped. praise dances, collection plates, sermons that sound more like a TED talk with Jesus cosigns, and the only thing getting resurrected is that damn building fund. But let's dive deeper for a minute. The church is supposed to be a house of God, right? But which God? Because if it was really about the creator, the source, the all, then why is there so much fear, shame, and spiritual manipulation attached to it? Let me tell you, because it's not about divinity. It's about domination. See, when you walk into these churches, many of them, not all, you're walking into a frequency trap. Your energy is being harvested, not healed. That hallelujah, that high that you feel, that ain't the most high. That's the adrenaline rush from group thinking and emotional trauma bonding. And then lo and behold, a few months later, I hear some Caucasian boys, some high-level scholars at that, and ex-military types talking about how these churches were structured and built on ley lines designed to capture spiritual energy from emotional outbursts. Every cry, every scream, every praise break harvested. That's why you've been going to the same church for 20 years and your life still looks like a rerun. Same drama, same prayers, same broken car in the parking lot with a bumper sticker that says, God is my co-pilot, but your brakes are squeaking like something is trying to escape from out the trunk. But don't worry, sis, he's coming. He's coming after the benediction, of course. Meanwhile, right next door to that church, you've got a liquor store that's selling trauma in a bottle. Then right next door to that, you can find some fast food poisoning for your temple. And then you hit the lottery line, like maybe this is the week I'll break the curse. It's all a setup. They don't want you to tap into your inner divinity. They want you locked into their external dependency. Keep you drunk in the spirit, keep you drunk in the flesh, and keep you spiritually bloated with emotionally bankrupt energy. But guess what? The gig is up. We're definitely waking up, we're unplugging, and we're asking the hard questions like, who is benefiting from my devotion? What am I actually worshiping? And why does the so-called Lord keep needing my money but won't fix the parking lot potholes at the sanctuary? But let me say this real quick. A lot of you guys aren't worshiping God. You're worshiping your oppressor in a robe with a microphone and a three-piece suit on with matching gaiters. You don't need a middleman to get to the divine because you are the divine. And when you remember that, that's when you leave the corner traps behind and start building your altar within. In order to start building that altar within, you must know who God is. And a lot of times people really think that God is a man. Like, is he a man or is he a woman? Like, that's the real question. But let's just cut the chase for a second. The short answer in this is neither and both. And so much more than that. If we consider God as the creator of all things and everything, it only makes sense that God would encompass both masculine and feminine energy. So why would the creator limit itself to just one of those genders? But let's be real for a quick second, because God isn't some dude in the sky with a beard. That image is clear as it's closer to a cultural remix crafted by those who want to control people, especially during the times when patriarchal systems were at their all-time peak. In many ancient spiritual systems, God is described not as a gender, but as energy, a consciousness, a frequency, a divine intelligence. So think of it as Wi-Fi for your soul. Now, let's shift gears for a bit. Are we all gods? The answer is a resounding yes. But before you start thinking about walking on water in your Air Jordans, let me clarify this. You are not the God, okay? The all-knowing, you know, the omnipresent source that holds galaxies together. But you are a piece of that source. You're a spark, a fractal and divine drop in the ocean of infinite intelligence, so to speak. Even in the Bible, it hints at the idea when it says, "Ye are gods, children of the Most High." You can read this in Psalms 82, verse 6, "And the kingdom of God is within you," Luke 17, verse 21. This means that you carry the power, the creative power of God within you, the ability to shape reality, influence energy, and transform the world around you through your thoughts, emotions, and intentions. You're not just a random accident on this spinning rock, of course. You're a walking miracle infused with God force in your DNA. You're not just made in the image of God. You are a mirror of the divine. So, what's the takeaway? It's all about remembering who you are, awakening from the matrix, stopping the tendency to give your power away to systems, labels, and fears. It's about reconnecting with source, living your life with purpose, love, and light. And here's another thought. God isn't male or female. God is all. You're not slaved to some distant deity. You're a co-creator in this universe. So don't just worship the divine, embody it. Because once you realize what you're made of, you know, you're made of stardust, soul light, and sacred energy, you can then begin to stop playing small and start living big. However, before you can live big, you first have to let go of your fears and your self-limiting beliefs. Now, let me make this plain and clear. Why do you think they've worked so hard to force religion on indigenous people? Like, why were Africans forced to convert in 8 days of arriving on the stolen land? That's because they knew our spiritual systems activated cosmic memory. We knew how to communicate with the dead, how to bend energy, how to protect ourselves spiritually. They didn't fear our bodies. They feared our frequency. The Haitian Revolution, I'm sure you guys are familiar with that. If not, go look it up, study it, and become more familiar with it. It wasn't just military strategy. It was voodoo. It was spiritual warfare. The ancestors rose, the spirits moved, and the colonizers panicked. So they rewrote history, made us ashamed of our magic, made us forget our names, our languages, and our divinity. But guess what? Memory is rising again. Your DNA still remembers. And when you stop fearing the power inside of you, the matrix then collapses. So allow me to leave this with you. You were not born to be saved. You were not born to be a slave. You were born to remember. And once you do, nothing, and I mean nothing, can enslave you again. Right now, as we speak, higher frequencies are flooding this planet. These waves of divine energy are what spiritual teachers call the awakening. And it's exactly what they've tried so hard to prevent. You see the manipulation in the skies. You see the injections, the programming, the distractions. All of these were designed to interfere with your consciousness, to suppress the activation of your DNA. Because once those dormant strands start to come online, the illusion crumbles. You begin to awaken as your multidimensional self, no longer confined to this 3D hamster wheel that they've kept us spinning on since the fall of Atlantis, no longer hypnotized by false logic, false laws, false beliefs, and false gods. Okay, as your DNA reconnects, so does your awareness. You begin to access something deeper than books, pulpits, and CNN sound bites. It's called direct cognition and inner knowing. A voice so ancient and so real, no media can touch it. A frequency that lives beyond proof because it is the proof. But here's the key. You've got to let go of the trap of believing that only what you see is real. The mindset is a cage. The belief is the matrix. And it's the biggest lie humanity has ever swallowed. You don't need permission to know. You were born with the blueprint. And right now, your soul is remembering exactly who you are. And let me just say this to your spirit clearly and without apology. Adam and Eve did not mess up. They woke up. And now it's your turn. You are the revolution. You are the return. You are the remembrance. So remember that. And remember who you are. Thank you for riding with us on this eye-opening journey today. I hope today's episode got your mind buzzing, sparked some deep questions, and maybe even made you rethink everything that you thought you knew. If you found yourself just nodding along, laughing, and wanting to text your best friend, then go right ahead. Hit that share button at the top and spread the word. Somebody needs to hear this. And don't just listen and bounce. Hit that subscribe button and rate the show and leave a review so that we can all keep you serving truth and fire every week. Thank you for tuning into No, But Seriously. Let me explain. The space where we challenge the matrix, break free from illusion, and keep it real with you every step of the way. I am your host, Lala Zavi, coming with all the wisdom, the fire, and the soul medicine. Clock it. Until next time, keep your energy clean, your third eye clear, and your spirit sovereign. Peace, love, and power to all of my beautiful listeners. Stay woke, stay whole, stay rising. You are the power, the magic, the truth. They can try to bury it, but they cannot take it away from you. And remember, the real revolution starts when you wake up and reclaim your mind. Love ya.